Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
The Soccer Gambling Podcast is presented by WinBet. Bet $100 at WinBet and get a $100 free bet. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/winbet. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. We're also brought to you by SGPN TV. Download the SGPN TV app today, available on Roku, Amazon and Apple TV. Listening to the Champions League show here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. That music is unmistakable. Back after the international break, you can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on Twitter at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. You can follow the Sports Gambling Podcast on Twitter. They are at the SGP Network. That's at the SGP Network. And of course, you can follow me on Twitter. I am at LockBettingCom. That's at LockBettingCom. Here we are going to cover the six key games I've picked out for match day three. Three games from Tuesday and three games from Wednesday. If you want coverage of all 16 games, head over to my Patreon page, lockbetting.com. I put out an individual podcast on Tuesdays covering all the Tuesday games, closing out with a Tuesday lock. Then I put out a podcast on Wednesday covering all the Wednesday games, closing out with a Wednesday lock. I also do a key game show for the Europa League, closing out that show with a lock as well. But we are here to cover the six key games I have picked out, as I said, three for Tuesday and three for Wednesday. And we begin here with the Tuesday slate, looking at the game between Ajax and Napoli. Ajax are the 6-5 favourites. It's 11-4 on the draw and it's 2-1 on Napoli. Napoli have been dominant so far in this group, winning both of their games in a dominant fashion against both Liverpool and Rangers. Ajax started with a dominating win against Rangers and then were beaten 2-1 away to Liverpool at Anfield. Not a terrible result. It's fair to say that Anfield is one of the biggest fortresses in Europe, and to get anything from there would be a massive, massive result. But Ajax were just seconds away from getting that. And I think the manner of the result, the manner of the loss, would be most disappointing to Ajax, conceding that goal late in injury time after looking like they were going to come away from Anfield with a point. It does look like it's going to be between Ajax and Liverpool for second spot if Napoli continue to win games and play the way they've played so far in the Champions League. They've certainly been a surprise package in both the Champions League and Serie A as well. For this game, it's difficult to call a winner. Ajax's need is greater, but Napoli have looked unstoppable so far. One thing that you can guarantee here in this game, though, is goals. And we are going to go for the over 2.5, and we are going to tack on both teams to score, because taking either one of these selections individually would be far too juiced. Individually, they are both shorter than 1-2 -200, but together we get them here at 4-5 -125. The reason for taking this selection is very, very simple. It's because I just cannot see either one of these two teams keeping a clean sheet against each other. No side has stopped Ajax from scoring in any game so far this season. And Napoli have also scored in every single one of their competitive games except one. Napoli have never won a UEFA game away to a Dutch opponent. So that probably justifies Ajax's favouritism. That and the fact that Ajax have been very, very, very strong at home in Europe in recent years. Ajax, of course, won the group last season with Borussia Dortmund in it with a 100% record. So it's difficult to oppose Ajax away from home, but at the moment, it's difficult to oppose Napoli as well. They're currently on a run of 14 games without a defeat, and they are just 5 games away from matching their club record of unbeaten matches, which was set back in 2017. So I think they could come away here with something. At the same time, it wouldn't surprise me to see Ajax being the team who ends that undefeated record for Napoli. So difficult game to call. It isn't difficult, though, for me to see goals. So over 2.5 goals and both teams to score is my selection. Given the difficulty I'm having picking a winner, I may have a sprinkle on the draw, and a particular scoreline that stands out would be a 2-2 draw, because that cashes our bet and it also pays out on the draw as well. The 2-2 scoreline individually is available at 12-1, and I think that does provide you some value, given, as I said, Napoli are unbeaten this season, but they haven't won a game away to Dutch opponents, and an entertaining draw would extend Napoli's record. And it would also extend actually both records in terms of Napoli remaining undefeated and still failing to win in the Netherlands. So over 2.5 goals and both teams to score at the price of 4-5, -125, 5-6, -120 available if you shop around is my main lean here for this first game between Ajax and Napoli on Tuesday. Up next, we stay in this group and we move on to the Battle of Britain as Liverpool, needing a win desperately, host Glasgow Rangers, who have been thumped twice so far in this group. Liverpool are understandably the 1-6 favourites to pick up the vital home win here at Anfield. It's 8-1 on the draw, and Rangers are at 18-1. I think this is a terrible spot for Rangers. They've already been thumped twice in the Champions League so far, and now they go to Anfield with Liverpool facing serious criticism. It's Liverpool's backline that's been the problem so far this season. They managed to score 3 goals at the weekend at home to Brighton, and when you score 3 goals at Anfield, you should win the game. So I do expect a massively improved performance from the defence, and really, I don't think Rangers carry too much of a threat. We've seen them outclassed so far in both of their group games, and it would not surprise me if this was similar to the Liverpool game against Bournemouth. I'm not looking at a 9-0 necessarily, but we could see 4-5 or 6 here for Liverpool if they come out the gates fast, if they don't make any sloppy mistakes at the back. It could be a very, very long night for Rangers. Now, we are going against the data here, because my main selection for this game is Liverpool -2 on the Asian handicap line. Now, in order to win this selection, Liverpool need to win this game against Rangers by 3 goals or more. If they win by 2 goals, you end up with a push. And if they win by 1 goal or they fail to win the game, you end up losing your bet here. Now, the reason why it's going against data is because we're taking a team to cover an extensive Asian handicap line here, where they need to win by 3 goals for you to have any payout. And the data pretty much says that Liverpool cannot keep a clean sheet at the moment. So instead of just needing 3 goals and being able to win this 3-0, it's likely that Liverpool may need to score 4 or 5, given that I don't trust the defence. So it is somewhat of a data fade here. When you take an Asian handicap line as big as this, ideally you do want a clean sheet. But for Liverpool, that doesn't look likely, given that they have seen both teams score in 7 of their 9 games this season, whilst both teams to score has landed in 6 of their last 7 at Anfield. Rangers hit 6 goals across their last 2 games, and if they fail to score, it marked the first time in their history where they failed to score in their first 3 Champions League group games. So you're taking this with the thought in the back of your mind that Rangers probably will score, and you're asking yourself, do you think that Liverpool can score 4 or 5 goals here at Anfield in this bounce back spot? The answer for me is yes. Rangers have looked awful defensively so far. They've conceded 7 goals in their first 2 games. They were smashed against Ajax 4-0. They were smashed at home to Napoli 3-0. And if you're asking me, can Liverpool score 4 or 5 goals here at Anfield in this bounce back spot facing serious criticism from the media. Jurgen Klopp actually being questioned after what he did last season. I say, yes, this is the bounce back spot. This is a horrible spot for Rangers, and I am going to stick with my play. We have the protection of a push here. So if Liverpool do score three goals and Rangers do score one, the 3-1 scoreline will get you to push. Or this could be a game that's nothing like that. If Rangers decide to come in here, sit in with a low block, and Liverpool have to break them down, and Liverpool don't get that done till later on in the game, and then once the game opens up, Liverpool get a second and just win this game 2-0, and it plays out like that, which would surprise me, but it could, you still end up with a push. You obviously only lose if Liverpool fail to win this game, which they won't, or they only win by a single goal. I can't see that. I can't see any scoreline here where Liverpool just win this game by a single goal, coming off the bounce back from this weekend, coming off this criticism. This does seem like the perfect spot. A Britain versus Britain clash in the Champions League, an all-British tie. Your fans really look forward to this one. A European night at Anfield, coming off a poor result at the weekend, coming off a poor start to the season, needing a result in the Champions League because you've only got 3 points out of six so far because you started with a loss away to Napoli. I think this all fits in well, and we are going to take Liverpool -2 on the Asian handicap line here for this one. The final game we look at here for Tuesday is possibly the game of the week, at least on paper. We're looking, of course, at a game here between Inter Milan and Barcelona, where Barcelona are the 5-6 -120 favourites to pick up the win here at Inter. It's 3-1 on the draw, and it's 16-5 here on Inter. It's very difficult to look past Barcelona here for this game. This would be the win, I think, that cements Barcelona as the team who will qualify with Bayern Munich. I think winning away to Inter and then probably winning again next week against Inter at home at the Nou Camp will be enough to send Barcelona through. And this is a terrible time for Inter Milan to be playing this Barcelona side. Inter Milan are on a horrible run, losing four of their last six games, including the last two to Roma and Udinese away from home. They may be unbeaten at home, but Barcelona look like the much better side. They have won seven times in nine outings this season, whilst they've also historically beaten Inter in eight of their previous 14 clashes, only losing twice to this Inter Milan side. So I think this is a bad, bad spot for Inter. I'm not sure who's going to be back either. I think Lukaku's still out. Brozovic is still out and Kanaloglu is still out. And this is why I took Roma to get a positive result at the weekend. You heard that at Scommessa Italia. That did become an official play for lock betting clients. We did very, very well with soccer at the weekend, and going against Inter was one of those plays. And I just feel that Barcelona will be able to come away with the 3 points, putting even more pressure on Simone Inzaghi. This team was supposed to challenge for the title this season. However, they could be finding themselves in the Europa League and out of the title race by the time the World Cup starts. And that will surely spell the end for Inzaghi. I don't see things getting better here. And I predict Barcelona are going to come away with the points. And I'll take Barcelona to win this at the price of 4-5 -125, which is the price that's widely available. But if you shop around, 5-6 -120 is also available here for this game between Inter Milan and Barcelona tonight. Before we move on to Wednesday's games, let me take a second out to talk about WynnBET. Now, if you're thinking about joining WynnBET, now is the perfect time. New customers who bet $100 will get a $100 free bet. Plus, the WynnBET Casino is always open 24 hours a day, where you can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $1,000. WynnBET is live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. Plus, WynnBET has their own same-game parlay feature. Just click on the game you like, select build your own bet, and start building a monster parlay. There's so much to choose from. All you have to do is head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET so they know we sent you. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. Now, the offer subject to change. Terms and conditions are available at WynnBET.com. You must be 21 or older and present in the state where play through WynnBET is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Let me also take this time out to tell you guys about Fubo TV. If you watch football, you need Fubo TV. Fubo TV gives you complete coverage of college and pro football with NFL Red Zone, plus games in 4K at no extra charge. Over 100 channels of live sport and entertainment for a fraction of the price of cable. Watch on all your devices and never miss a game or an episode of your favorite shows with the included cloud-based DVR. Plus, there's no contract, no commitment, and you can cancel literally at any time. Right now, you can try Fubo TV for free for 7 days to get 15% off your first month. Just go to FuboTV.com/SGP. That's FuboTV.com/SGP. Let me also take this time out to tell you guys about the Elias Game Plan app. Do you ever wish that before every NFL game, you could get up-to-date and accurate information before placing your bets or locking in your fantasy lineup? Well, now you can get all that by just having the Elias Game Plan app. It's the ultimate sports betting and fantasy companion for the NFL, NBA, and the MLB. Take this NFL season to the next level and download the Elias Game Plan app today. Choose from 3 game plans where you subscribe weekly, monthly, or annual. But right here, you can also get 25% off your first month when you choose the monthly subscription. Just use our promo code SGPN25. So find Elias Game Plan Sports Betting in the App Store or the Play Store today and use my promo code SGPN25. Let me also tell you guys about PromoGuide.us, because PromoGuide.us is the best place to go if you're interested in plus EV betting strategies. If you're not already using mathematical models to help you with your picks, you are missing out on an insanely valuable tool. And the best part of it all is that PromoGuide is run by a small team of passionate sports fans dedicated to building a well-informed, better betting community. Go to PromoGuide.us and check out their 100% track, transparent and proven method for betting smarter. So make sure you check it out. Go to PromoGuide.us. And finally, before we move on to Wednesday's games, I want to give a shout out to No House Advantage, because these guys are changing the game by offering the most dynamic fantasy sports platform available today. Play and pick 'em contests versus other people for your shot at winning $250,000 plus in cash. Download the app, choose a contest, select your player props, earn points for correct picks, and climb the leaderboard for your shot to win big money every single day. Sign up now with the promo code SGPN at nohouseadvantage.com or download the app and get a first deposit match up to $25. Moving on to Wednesday, and we begin here with the game between Benfica and PSG, where Benfica are the 10-3 underdogs to win the game. It's 16-5 on the draw, and it's 4-5 on PSG. This is the game PSG need to win to prove they are real contenders in the Champions League this season. It's between PSG and Benfica at the moment to win this group. Juve are sitting there as the second favourites to come through this group, but they are desperately needing PSG to do them a favour. They need PSG to beat Benfica twice, and that won't be easy because Benfica had a 100% winning record this season up to this weekend where they were held to a draw. So Benfica are no mugs, and this is going to be a big test for PSG. I do think PSG will come through it. They seem to be preparing for it. They even rested Kylian Mbappe for their league game at the weekend. So you can tell they're taking it seriously. You obviously know the Champions League is their main priority this season. But even despite that fact, I still think it's hard to completely oppose Benfica and take PSG on the money line here when you have goals staring you in the face. We took this selection earlier for the game between Ajax and Napoli, and once again, we lean towards both teams to score with the over 2.5 goals tacked on. We're getting exactly the same price here, 4-5 minus 125. And we take this because Benfica have scored 15 goals across their last 5 home games, and we're not going to sit in here with a low block and pay PSG all this respect. They're going to come out and they're going to go for PSG. And I think that will ultimately lead to them scoring a goal. But whilst I think that they will score a goal, I do think PSG will score more and definitely contribute towards this play. Six of PSG's last nine away games in the Champions League have actually featured over 3.5 goals. So when you're looking at a shootout here, you're looking at over 2.5 goals and both teams scoring. And I'm looking for PSG with the likes of Neymar, Mbappe and Messi to outscore this Benfica side here in this one. I wouldn't be surprised to see a 2-1 or a 3-2 or a 3-1 scoreline here for PSG. But ultimately, for my main lean, I will stay away from the money line and I'll go for goals here for this one in this game between Benfica and Paris Saint-Germain. Up next, we look at this game between Chelsea and AC Milan, where Chelsea are the 4-6 favourites. It's 16-5 on the draw and it's 4-1 on Milan. These were supposed to be the two teams who competed for the top of the group, but it doesn't look like that at the moment. Milan are top with 4 points from the first two games, but Chelsea were upset by Dynamo Zagreb. So Zagreb have 3 points and Salzburg are undefeated, having drawn against both Milan and Chelsea. Chelsea sit rock bottom at the moment with just 1 point from their first two games. So this is a must-win game for Graham Potter and Chelsea. On paper, they are the better team here, and I do believe they will dominate the ball possession, they'll dominate the expected goals, they'll dominate the chances, because I think Milan will sit in with a low block. But that's dangerous, because as we saw against RB Salzburg, Chelsea were hit with a sucker punch. RB Salzburg did score with 0.28 expected goals. And we've seen Chelsea dominate a lot of games and not score. We also saw Graham Potter as a manager with Brighton dominate the ball and dominate games and dominate the expected goal count and not win games either. So it's difficult for me to take Chelsea, knowing Potter, knowing that they find it difficult to score goals. And therefore, my main selection here would be on under 2.5 goals. The data really doesn't favour it. The data does actually favour goals in this game. I think the particular selection it would favour would be for both teams to find the net here, given that Chelsea have conceded in each of the last eight games, while both teams have scored in eight of Milan's fixtures this season, and Milan have only failed to score in one of those games. So given the side's issues at the back, I would expect both teams to score, but both teams to score could still cash with the under if we see a 1-1 scoreline. So there is the potential of that happening. There is a potential of Milan hitting Chelsea with a sucker punch and then Chelsea turning their dominance into a goal, and this plays out into a 1-1 draw. But ultimately, I'm going to go with what I feel will be a definitive pattern of play here, which will be Chelsea dominating the ball possession, dominating the chances, struggling to score as they have done throughout this season, and Milan frustrating them for large periods of the game. I feel if we can get to 0-0 at the break, we're in a very, very good position to cash this under 2.5 goal selection. So because of how I see the game playing out, because I see Milan coming to Chelsea here for a point, I do think this one will stay under 3 goals, and we're going to take under 2.5 goals here for this game between Chelsea and AC Milan. The final game we're going to cover here is Manchester City versus Copenhagen. This narrowly edged out Sevilla versus Dortmund as the third game that I cover. But as I said, all games are covered over at Lock Betting, an individual podcast for Tuesday and an individual podcast for Wednesday. City are unbackable here in this spot as the 1-16 favourites, 14-1 on the draw and 33-1 on Copenhagen. My selection here is going to be for Manchester City to win 2-0. So Manchester City without conceding a goal. That selection is available at 4-6 minus 150. I think the one negative coming out of the Manchester derby would be that Manchester City did not keep a clean sheet. Now, if you look at Man United's first goal, that was Antony scoring from 25 yards out. So that went completely against the run of play. And at the end of the game, Manchester City got a little bit slack and allowed Martial to score a couple of goals. I don't think we're going to see that slackness here. I think there's going to be a strong, strong focus on Manchester City winning with a clean sheet. I was tempted by Manchester City minus 2.5 on the Asian handicap line, which is slightly juiced. That does give you protection of Copenhagen scoring one goal as long as Manchester City scored four. And I think that's a definite possibility. So I would not dissuade you from going down that direction. I just feel that Pep Guardiola is going to want a clean sheet from this game. I feel that the defence will be something that concerns him this season, and this represents a very, very good chance to win and not concede a goal. This Copenhagen team are yet to score in the group stages, and they played the two weaker opponents than City. They've also failed to score against Trabzonspor in Turkey in qualifying, while City, they come into this with just two clean sheets in five home games across all competitions. That's not something that Pep Guardiola is going to be happy about. I think this looks like the routine 4-0 win that they got against Sevilla on match day one. So I'm going to take Manchester City to win to nil here at 4-6 minus 150. I know it's more fashionable to look at them to massacre this team and to look at an Asian handicap line. I know people are looking for something on Haaland, but Haaland is as short as 7-2 to score a hat-trick in this game. He's even money plus 100 to score a brace. He's 1-3 minus 300 just to score a goal. So it's difficult to find any value when selections are juiced that significantly. I know people want to play those plays. Maybe privately, it may be worth having another sprinkle on Haaland to score his fourth hat-trick in a row at this stadium. It's well worth doing that to give yourself some enjoyment for the game. But it wouldn't surprise me to see Pep Guardiola not caring about that and taking Haaland off after an hour and preserving him for the weekend fixture, because obviously the priority is winning and winning as many games as you can and winning the Premier League as early as you can and focusing on this Champions League, which is the one trophy that Pep can't seem to win as the Manchester City manager. So Man City to nil is going to be my boring and unpopular selection for this game, and it is available at 4-6 minus 150. Before we close out with the lock for this show, let me take a second out to tell you guys here about Trade Coffee. Now, Trade Coffee is a coffee subscription service unlike anything you've ever tried before, because they partner with top independent roasters to freshly roast and send the best coffees in the country direct to your home, and all on your own schedule. Their team of experts do all of the work, taste testing hundreds of coffees from all across the US to collectively curate over 450 exceptional coffees that make the cut. So if you're looking for a coffee that's custom made for you, Trade is the easiest way to get your very best tasting coffee delivered fresh and when you need it. You've got nothing to lose because Trade guarantees you will love your first bag. If not, they'll work with you to replace it for free. So if you want to support small businesses and brew the best cup of coffee you've ever made at home, it's time to try Trade Coffee. Right now, Trade is offering our listeners a total of $30 off your first order, plus free shipping at drinktrade.com/SGP. That's drinktrade.com/SGP for $30 off your subscription to the best coffees in the country. And finally, let me take a second out to tell you guys here about Odds Trader. Odds Trader is a place to compare odds from all major sports books. Why do you need to compare odds? Because if you bet regularly, you don't want to be taking minus 130 when minus 110 or minus 120 is available elsewhere. Because over the course of a week, that will massively add up. It'll be even more over the course of the month and over the course of the year. You'll be losing out on massive profits by taking the worst price. Trust me, I post the P&L every single month, the P&L spreadsheet for my clients. You could go and have a look at it. The P&L for the month of September is currently available at LockBettingCom. It's the pinned tweet, and you'll see my spreadsheet, and you'll be able to see in the profit column that profit would probably be 5 or 10% less had we not shopped around for the best lines using Odds Trader. Odds Trader also allows you to compare different sign-up codes and promotions from sportsbooks to get the best deal. The app also provides player statistics, key game stats, injury reports and projected game day weather for bettors to make the most informed bets possible. Absolutely crucial for the NFL season. You can get the edge by knowing the weather a few hours ahead before everybody else moves that over under line. It also has a bet tracker so bettors can keep records of all your games and betting activity. To check this out, go to oddstrader.com/bluewire. That's OddsTrader, the number one site for all your game day bets. So closing out with the lock on this show, lots of stuff I like for Champions League match day three. It's getting down to the nitty gritty. We're looking at teams who are fighting for survival. When you look at somebody like Juventus, who could potentially drop down to the Europa League, you're looking at someone like Inter Milan, who could drop down to the Europa League. But I think the biggest standout play, and you probably figured it out from the amount of time I spent covering it, so we are going to take Liverpool to cover the -2 Asian handicap line against Rangers. Not a lot of supporting data for this. In fact, the data tells you that Rangers should score, and therefore it makes it more difficult for Liverpool to cover in -2 if they need to score 4 or 5 goals to get it done. But much like the EPL lock this week, where we took Leicester, bottom of the table, 1 point so far this season, they cashed easily last night, winning 4-0 against Nottingham Forest. I expect the same here. We know who Liverpool were last season. We know the personnel they have. Yes, they haven't added to it, but this is still the team that almost won every trophy last season. They're still managed by Jurgen Klopp. They're on a bounce back here. They scored 3 goals at the weekend, and I expect them to trounce a Rangers team who have conceded 7 goals already in their first 2 games. That's it for me and this edition of the Champions League show. Don't forget, as I said, there are 2 other locks available for match day 3 over at lockbetting.com. The Tuesday show covering all of Tuesday's games and the Wednesday show covering all of Wednesday's games. We also cover the Europa League / Europa Conference League over there as well. And guys, leave some reviews. We are doing incredibly well this season. We are on an incredible lock run. We've dropped 2 locks on Scommessa Italia. We've dropped 1 lock in the EPL. That EPL show, since we started back in July, has dropped 2 locks since July. Just 2. So that is unquestionably a phenomenal run. It deserves a lot of love, but we're not asking for tips or donations. I'm just asking for reviews for the Soccer Gambling Podcast. That's it for me. Good luck with all of your bets as always. And fuck Erling Haaland.